Okay, I thought I would just take you through a launch conversation. So I've been talking about this conversation, but I want to illustrate it. I'm going to show you how I created a conversation and carried it out over about a week's time frame here. And this is actually when I did my original launch of Product Launch Formula back in October 2005. Now, okay, so that's a few years ago now. So that means this stuff isn't relevant, right? Well, if you believe that, then you haven't been paying attention to what I've been telling you. Basically, this stuff is timeless. Conversations are timeless and triggers are timeless. And so you're going to see how I used, how I engaged in a conversation with the market over a period of time, but also how I hit a whole bunch of triggers here. So I think you're going to find this interesting. So first of all, one of the things I did was what I call this social proof call. The social proof call was a teleseminar where I had five marketing experts talking about the trigger of social proof, which at that time no one had really ever talked about before. And so it was really cutting edge stuff. So I had the social proof teleseminar, and then I came back and I told people, on October 5th, I said, I'm working on the recording of the call, trying to clean it up. And so this is basically letting them know where I'm at, that this thing's getting cleaned up, that we're working on it. Then a few days later, I came back to answer questions, and I used a video to do that. Since we couldn't get to all the questions during the social proof call, I decided to answer a few more, so I put together this video. And you're going to see in there, I'm going to talk about getting the package, which is I was waiting to get the actual package for Product Launch Formula for my actual proof so I could see it. So I'm going to let's click through this video.
Hello, this is Jeff Walker, and I was your host for the Social Proof teleclass. It was a great call. It went almost 3 hours. In that 3 hours, we had this simulcast going, and what it was this blog where people could leave comments or ask questions. And we've got, as of now, there's 121 comments and questions. Many of these were just people telling us how great we did, which is always nice to hear. No one ever...
Okay, so I just stopped the video here. So basically what I'm doing here is I'm showing you this is a screen capture video. So I'm doing a screen capture video of a screen capture video. But I published this video, and if you saw what I did right off the bat is I took people to my blog, and I started walking them through the blog. And what was the first thing I did was I scrolled down, and I showed them that we had 121 comments. So what triggers that? That is social proof. I'm showing there's a lot of interest in what we're doing. So basically, I put up this blog post. We did this social proof call. We got tons of blog comments. Now I'm going back and I'm shooting. It's one thing to let them go and find those comments and think, wow, Jeff, that's really cool. You got a lot of people making comments. It's another thing to actually then... And don't wait for them to discover those comments. I'm actually showing them those comments in a video. So let's move along here.
And we've got, as of now, there's 121.
Skip forward here, and,
that they put on a good call, put out a good product. So in any case, we got to a lot of the questions as the call went on. We actually addressed many of the questions that came up in here, but we didn't get to all of them. So I thought I'd go back and hit a few. I'm just going to probably hit a couple today because, frankly, since I'm delivering this video online, I need to keep it on the smallish side so the download isn't too huge. And if I get a good response to this, I'll follow up with some more videos and answer some more questions. But I'm going to open up here with a question from
So what I did there is, the social proof call was a pure content call. It was, I think, almost two and a half, three hours long. And people loved it. And so that's a reciprocity play where I'm giving people this fantastic content. So I'm giving. And now I'm coming back and you notice I said, boy, we got to a lot of these questions, but now I'm going to actually answer even more questions. So it's even more reciprocity. I'm going to give even more stuff. Okay, we're going to hit the play button here.
Very. Terry says, don't you think the scarcity thing is overdone? I've gotten to the point where if there's a countdown, I don't purchase because I don't believe they're being honest about it. And, I mean, here we're not talking so much about social proof, but scarcity is a completely different trigger. Whereas social proof is a fantastic psychological trigger that is hardwired into people's brains that influences people's actions. Scarcity is another one. It's just, I don't want to say it's just like social proof, but it's a psychological trigger. When there is fewer of something, we just inherently want that thing more. Now, with regards to scarcity being overdone, I think scarcity without a good reason why is overdone. I think if there's a reason for your scarcity and you communicate that reason in an effective manner to your prospects, then it will work. I've used scarcity over and over. I've done it in a lot of my promotions. Not all of them, but a bunch of them. And it's just, there are a few things that make people act like scarcity makes people act. There's all different ways to achieve it, and I really don't have time to go into all the ways. But the thing is you have to communicate the scarcity, and you have to communicate the reason why. If you're just selling an ebook and you're telling people, you know, I've only got 200 copies of this ebook to sell, well, you know, you're selling electrons, you're selling a download. People know that, at least most people do, and they realize that your scarcity is based on a falsehood. So if you have real scarcity, if there's a real reason why you can only sell those 200 ebooks, if you only have a license to sell 200 ebooks, or if you're only selling 200 to protect your clients, that maybe there's a specific geographic licensing they have or something like that, if there's a good reason why, scarcity will work. But if there's not, then most likely you will be hurting yourself, probably in the short run and definitely in the long run, if you don't have a reason for that scarcity. So, no, it's not overdone. But false scarcity without a reason is overdone. So, I mean, that's the key to making it very effective. And I'm tired of affiliates sending me dozens of emails. This is talking about the idea where all the, you know, your partners might send the same email on the same day. Yes, in some markets, especially the internet marketing world, people are really getting sick of that. They don't want to get bombarded with the same email over and over and over. So you really need to work. If you're going to be using a promotion where you've got a lot of partners, you've got to work to try to make sure they're sending out different emails or sending at different times. So you definitely have to worry about a backlash. So let's see. I'm going to move along here. Actually, I want to move back up. There was one here I wanted to get. Is there a concern in introducing a blog for a product launch? Basically, he's talking about a physical product where you don't control the shipping and customer service. It's a new invention. It's a hard good. The point here is I'm not talking about ebooks and other info products. And basically, what we're talking about here...
So basically, what I'm doing here is I'm going through and I'm answering a few questions. And it's just, you know, showing more... Well, first of all, there's a reciprocity that I'm giving even more. I'm taking time to answer more questions. There's also an element of authority here. I'm showing my authority. I'm showing that I know how to answer these questions or that I have the knowledge about this, and I'm being extremely knowledgeable. So there's definitely some authority there. So let me skip forward a little bit in this video. Okay, let's pick it up here.
Influence machine. So the answer is yes, this will absolutely work for a hard good. It'll work for a service. It'll work for whatever you're selling. Now, like I said, we got all kinds of comments and questions. But before I leave you here, I want to show you a couple of emails I've received. So I'm over in my email program.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right here. And I want to point something out here. And that's... Now I'm taking people into my email program. So I'm moving them around on my computer. I could tell people about what I've got in my email program. I could tell people about the comments on the blog. But in this screen capture video, I'm actually walking them over to the blog, showing them comments, showing that I got 120 whatever comments. Now I'm looking into my email program. Now, this is a fairly subtle thing that only the quick viewers, I don't know, probably more than a lot of people noticed. But if you take a look, this is my inbox. And look at who I'm getting email from here in my inbox. There's Jim Edwards, who's a well-known internet marketing teacher. There's Frank Kern, a whole bunch of emails from Frank Kern. And Frank Kern is another well-known marketing celebrity. Mark Joyner, and here's another email from Mark Joyner. So this is an authority play. I'm showing them that I trade emails with Jim Edwards and Frank Kern and Mark Joyner. I mean, and especially back in 2005 when I did this product launch, I was not known. I didn't have a big name. People didn't know me as a guru. So I had to establish my authority. So one of the ways I established my authority was I showed them my inbox with all kinds of emails from other, you know, from well-known people in the internet marketing space. Okay, let's... erase that, and now I'm going to show them, what you're going to see is I'm going to show them basically what amounts to a testimonial here from my inbox. Again, this is a lot more impressive, has a lot more authority showing this in my inbox than if I just told people about this or if I just showed it on a web page. So let's hear what I said back then.
And you know, I have a lot of people who learn about my launch techniques, they think, or any of these psychological triggers. They think that these techniques and tactics are only going to work in the internet marketing world, maybe the internet marketing niche, and only works if you're a guru. And nothing could be further from the truth. These techniques probably work better outside of the internet marketing niche because folks haven't been as exposed to them. So anyways, I got a note here from someone. I wanted to drop you a big thank you note. I sell you on Yonex Underground DVDs. He's referring to the DVD of my presentation at Yonex Underground Seminar. I used your product launch ideas and had a $6,000 day yesterday and counting. That's not a $1 million John Reese day, but it's my biggest day online. So naturally, I wrote back to him. I said, tell me a little bit more about your product launch. Tell me, you know, your market, your target market, and how, your promotion, and how you put it together, and on and on. So Paul did write back to me, and let's make this a little easier for you to read. And so basically, he had a list of baseball coaches, players, and parents. So this isn't your typical, this is an internet marketing. And so he emailed the list and asked them about, you know, what they wanted to know about, especially about making money running camps and clinics. And he had 347 people respond to him. And then, you know, he said, I followed your exact words and I asked them what they wanted to know. And this is, you know, one of the things I teach is to ask people and find out exactly what they want to know and then give it to them. And so they told him what he wanted, and then he put together a promotion, and the upshot is he sold 30 at $247. And he sent me a further email beyond this, and he sold quite a bit more beyond that. So, you know, this is just a quick example. Obviously I'm not going through all the details and giving you everything here, but, you know, I just wanted to show that these techniques and tactics, they work no matter what your market. It's just not for marketing or for selling how to make money online type of stuff. Now, I want to show you one more email here. This is sort of funny. Look, if there's any questionable words in there that are a little spicy, it gives you these chili peppers. And so I got two chili peppers from who? Of course, it's Frank Kern. So anyways, this email I was very thrilled to get. This just came in from Diane.
So you saw right there where I actually, you know, pointed out the email from Frank Kern and the chili peppers. And the way I did that was pointing to those chili peppers and sort of making a joke about it. So it wasn't, I tried to do it in a way that where I wasn't dropping a name, like I'm really cool because I get emails from Frank Kern. I was sort of joking that Frank sometimes uses some colorful language and I end up with those chili peppers. Okay, so now take a look at what I'm going to do now. This is where I'm really drawing him into a conversation, okay? Because I'm pointing to this email from Diane
Over at disc.com, who's helping me out with producing my home study course. Now, I've some of you guys know this is coming. I sort of hinted at this, and I'm very excited about this. Basically, Diane was just writing back, and I wanted to check in and let you know I'll be sending you two complete packages on Friday the 7th. Today's the 8th. It's the afternoon of the 8th. So they did send these out. We're in the midst of printing the books, getting the DVD packages complete. Everything looks great. So these, I'm finally, I asked for a Saturday delivery, and it's like 2:30 right now. It hasn't shown up yet. I'm hoping it's going to show up today because I can't wait to get my hands. This is going to be the first time I get my hands on the finished goods, the actual CDs and DVDs. It's a big package. There's 20 discs and 2 books. So I'm very, very thrilled. This is the product launch formula. It should be showing up any minute. Of course, I do live out in the country, so I'm not sure if I'm going to get a Saturday delivery, if FedEx does it for a Saturday delivery out here. If not, I'm going to get it Monday. But
okay, so what am I doing there? I'm showing them that I'm bringing them into my world where I'm waiting for the discs. Now, so I'm modeling anticipation. I'm talking about how excited I am to get these discs and how I can't wait to get them. And when you start talking about your anticipation and how excited you are about something, and you know, right now it's 2:30 p.m. and I'm hoping to get the package in the next 2.5 hours. I don't know if they're going to deliver it because it's a Saturday delivery, but since I'm out in the country, I don't know if they deliver on Saturday. So I'm dropping this video on them, and they're sort of stepping inside my world. And what's Jeff doing? Jeff's all nervously waiting for his package. So, you know, we're still a good 10, 11 days from when they're going to be able to buy the product, but I'm already modeling anticipation for them where I can't wait for the product. So let's keep going.
Very excited, and now that that we've actually have finished copies, at least 2 finished copies coming to me, it's given me enough confidence to actually go ahead and set a date. And so I'm going to be launching on October 18th. A lot of you have been asking about this for quite a while. Some people, you know, even on the blog, they were asking about this. So I will be giving you some details. In fact, you know, if the package shows up in the next few hours, or maybe it'll show up Monday morning, I will be putting together the classic spy photo so you guys can get a quick look at it. But that's mark that date out in your calendar, October 18th. And of course, I will be putting together, you know, a special. So anyone who is among the first buyers, they're going to get some extra special bonuses. In fact, they have some really big surprises planned. Now, I want to leave it there for now. Like I said, in the next couple of days, especially once I get that thing in my hands, hopefully in the next hour or two, I will be giving you some more details as we move along. So in any case, that's it. If you enjoyed the video, let me know. I'd like to go through and answer some more questions on the blog. Or if you have additional questions, go ahead and send them to me. You can email me at jeff@sixandseven.com. And look for, you know, if I get some positive feedback on this, I'll be putting out some more of these videos and answering more of your questions.
So basically, I use this video to create authority. I used it to give my launch date. I used it to create more reciprocity. I used it to create some initial anticipation and get people excited. I used it to drop some scarcity on them, telling them that there's going to be, you know, this limited package right when I launch. So there's a whole bunch of things going on here, but what I really want to show you is how I brought them into the conversation of, boy, the package is on the way. I'm really excited about it. I can't wait. If I get it, I'm going to take a picture of you, take a picture of it for you and put it up on the blog. And hopefully it's going to come in the next couple hours. Otherwise, I'm going to have to wait till Monday. And so now you're going to see where I take the conversation from there. Okay, so that was the social proof questions video, which I released on October 9th. Now, next I came back on October 10th, the next day, and here's the sneak preview photo. And basically, look at this copy. I tell you, breaking open the box and seeing your product for the very first time, it has to be one of the most exciting things there is for an entrepreneur, right up there with making your first sale. In any case, about 40 minutes ago, the FedEx guy dropped off this great big box, and I felt like a 4-year-old at Christmas time. So, you know, I was talking about, you know, looking for this thing a couple days before. Obviously, it didn't come then, but now everyone knows that feeling of like waiting for something and waiting for something to be delivered. And all of a sudden, the FedEx guy comes walking up to your door, drops it off, and you're so excited. I was on the phone when he dropped it off, but that didn't stop me from tearing it open. I spread it on my office floor and snapped a photo for you. Here it is. Now, this is sort of like the aw shucks moment. I'm not a pro photographer, and my office carpet isn't a great background, but you get the idea. And yes, this thing's huge. Before you strain your eyes, there are 19 discs there, a mix of DVD, video, audio, and screen capture video. Actually, I think there's 20 discs. So I think I messed up there. Those two manuals have more than 500 pages in them, lots of swipe files. This is most of the course. There are a few goodies that I don't have for the photo. So, and before you get too intimidated by the size of this thing, if there's one thing I specialize in, it's being able to break things down to super simple steps, yada, yada, yada. So this is, I was trying to answer an objection here. I thought there might be an objection that the course is too big and too complicated. I won't be able to get through it. So I was trying to take that concern right there and address it. Another thing, I mean, this is the being likable is right here. You know, being self-deprecating, being able to make fun of yourself, being able to joke around at your own expense, that is very endearing, and that really helps with your whole likability factor. So I did like the aw shucks, you know, I'm not a pro photographer, my office carpet isn't a great background, but you get the idea. Now, I can't really remember what my state of mind was back then in terms of this office carpet and whether I thought people would start teasing me about it. But the fact is this became something that played out over the next few days. And I you'll see, I actually got to run with it. So we've got lots of comments coming in. It's funny because these are from people who have gone on to make some pretty big names for themselves. But, you know, looks great. And just lots and lots of comments, lots of well wishes, very impressive. And now in here, we start to get the question of how much is it going to be? Look at this comment here. 30 days ago, I'd never heard of you, yet now I'm ready to send you my blank check for product launch formula. Indeed, you have created your own social proof. Yes, he's exactly right. That's what this whole entire campaign was designed to do. It was designed to create social proof. So we got lots of comments and questions coming out of the spy photo. Now, what I want to do, I want to show you what came next after the spy photo. Now, the spy photo was on October 10th, and so now we're going to come back on October 15th, and I did another video, the price question video. Here's the price video.
Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Walker, and I wanted to give you another update on my product launch formula. And one of the big questions I got, I put out this sneak preview photo. You know, I actually got quite a bit of ribbing on this carpeting, which is the carpeting in my floor of my office, and personally, I think it's pretty nice carpet. It's only like a year old. It's this nice Berber, but people seem to like ribbing me about it, but that's okay. And the number one question we seem to get in here is, you know, how much.
So right off there, you know, I talk about people teasing me about my carpet and how I really didn't think it was that bad. And you'll see, I even carry that a little further here. So this is, we're all, I mean, I'm joking with people, the joke's on me, and I'm laughing about it. It's all just being very, very likable. And now you see how, I'm going to go down here, I'm going to pick out comments. Here, I'll show you.
Is it? I want to just drop through, look at some more comments in here real quick, and then I'm going to get to the price. See, here's one where the guy is ribbing me about the carpeting. I know a guy knows a guy that has a cousin, has a friend that installs carpeting cheap. So I really think the photo really didn't do it justice. I mean, because it's a nice carpet. So in any case, one thing.
Okay, so you can see, you know, the sequence I'm showing you started off with, boy, I'm going to answer some questions, and oh man, I just got this email telling me that the package is coming, and I'm so excited about it. I hope it comes today. Then I come back a few days later. Well, okay, it finally showed up. I was so excited. I tore the box open. I put the everything on the floor, and I took a photo, just snapped it right away. And then a couple days later, I'm coming back with saying, oh man, people are teasing me about this photo. You see, I'm showing how I'm reacting to the market, to the conversation. And it really is a conversation that I'm reading these comments. I'm reacting to the comments. I'm joking about the comments. So I'm modeling a lot of things, and I'm showing them that I am engaged with them and I'm in a conversation with them. And that's what I mean by the launch conversation. Now let's go a little bit further in this video.
He points out here, what I want to know is, are you crazy? What I've seen and heard, you're creating your own competition with this thing. Hope you make enough from the whole deal to retire on, because it will seriously hurt you by teaching these awesome tricks and techniques. You're nuts. And then he says, man, I want the package. And frankly, no, it's not going to hurt it, because these techniques, they're based on a lot of human psychology.
Okay, now did you see what I did there? I read the thing, and then I highlighted this, and I, in a joking manner, you know, man, I want the package. So this guy, that's anticipation. When other people are anticipating something, it makes you anticipate it. When someone wants something, it makes you want that. So I'm going through here and I'm picking out where people are really excited about the package and they really want to buy it. So I'm modeling this whole idea. I'm modeling the anticipation, the excitement, the social proof, and ultimately the scarcity.
That is not going to change. So some of these things, a couple things might get overused in certain niches, but these techniques are not going away. They're going to work. They'll work 1,000 years from now, unless human nature completely changes, and that's not about to happen. And here's an interesting one. Well done, Jeff. If the product includes the tactics I already see you using, it should be worth every penny. And to tell you the truth, this is obviously a product launch I'm putting together that uses a lot of the elements that...
Now, as I go through here, I'm answering objections. Like, I just answered the last question. I was basically answering the objection, boy, if everyone starts using it, will these techniques stop working? And, of course, we all know the answer is no, that's not going to happen, because the stuff's based on mental triggers that, unless human psychology changes, it's not going to change. But I just used that blog comment where I was pointing him out joking about my carpeting, but then I was able to answer an objection. Now here I'm doing the same thing. Let me get my nice little highlighter going. In here I'm going to answer another objection, but I'm also showing this guy he's talking about the momentum I've got. One of the ways you amplify the anticipation, the momentum, the excitement, is by talking about the anticipation and the excitement and the momentum. I did that with the last comment. I'm doing it with this comment. Okay, let's keep going.
I've developed over the last 10 years, but to tell you the truth, my launch is being watched so closely, I'm actually having to hold back a few things, or more than a few things. There's quite a number of things that I am not using in this product launch that I've used in other product launches and that I've included in the course. Other times when I've done my launches, they've been in other markets besides the internet marketing niche. They've been in niches that didn't have anything to do with marketing. So I did not have to worry about people watching me. In this one, everyone's watching me, and so I don't want them to learn all my tactics and all my tricks and techniques and strategies without buying my course. So I'm actually having to hold back quite a bit. And I did put in the course, I put every single thing I know about product launches. I didn't hold anything back. Sometimes you get products and you just wonder if you got the whole story. Well, this product, I'm giving the entire story. Okay, now before I get to the price question, I wanted to take you on a quick tour of the results that some people have had using my techniques. Now, in August 2004, it was actually August 17th, 2004, if my memory serves, my friend John Reese launched a product called Traffic Secrets, which you can go take a look at trafficsecrets.com. And when John launched his product, it was a home study course.
Now, here I'm going to walk him through this Million Dollar Day report by John Reese. And this is a massive authority play where John Reese is someone that's well known, first person to do $1 million in 24 hours. via, you know, a solo entrepreneur doing a launch on the internet. And John has huge authority, and I'm going to show how he we're going to transfer that authority from John to me. And he's given me a very strong endorsement. I'm just going to walk through, make sure no one misses this, walk them through and show them that endorsement.
Of course, very extensive, and it taught people how to drive traffic to their websites. And John launched it, and he sold more than $1 million in a single day. It was $1,080,496.37 in 24 hours. And this literally created shockwaves in the internet marketing world.
Remember, specificity is one of our triggers, and John used specificity here with a very exact number, and then I reinforced the specificity, and when I read off that number, I read off everything right down to the pennies.
World, which is the main niche that he was selling to, and all anyone could talk about for that day and the days after was John Reese's product launch for Traffic Secrets. And then a few days later, he put out this special report that told the story behind it, basically. And, of course, the part I want to show you in here is where he says all kinds of nice things about me. So I'm going to scroll down here. Okay, here we are. And he's going through and telling all the different triggers and things he did. And down here he says, anticipation, one of the most powerful marketing weapons in existence. If you can harness the power of anticipation, you can do 10 times the sales you've normally produced. And then down here, you know, he continues to talk about anticipation, and here, I am now an anticipation junkie. I really feel it's one of the most powerful elements of all marketing, and I owe it all to my good friend, Jeff Walker. Jeff taught me earlier this year that I need to turn things into events. And then down here, I am forever grateful to Jeff Walker for teaching me this principle and making me tattoo it on my brain. I can't tell you how much money it has made me. Well, sure I can. It made me $1 million just yesterday. And that's sort of classic John Reese humor there. And then John goes on to say a lot more nice things about me down here. And frankly, I was just stunned when I opened up this report and I saw my name in here. John is just an absolute marketing genius. It was, you know, I shared a couple of ideas with him, and he took them and ran with them. But you know what? This isn't about me, and it's not even about John Reese. It's about these strategies, these tactics. And in fact, you probably want to take out your marketing notebook and take some notes here, because I'm going to tell you this idea of anticipation and turning something into an event is just absolute gold. It can just put serious dollars into your business. Because I'll tell you what, right now people are too busy. They have too much marketing information coming at them, too much information, period. We've got all these channels on TV, we've got the internet, we've got email, we've got pagers, we've got voicemail, we've got cell phones, we've got video phones, we've got video games, we've got everything. They have too much information, and they have more ads coming at them than they have ever had before. And if you want to differentiate yourself from everyone else doing business, then if you take your marketing and turn it into an event and create an...
Okay, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. Basically, I'm giving a combination, doing a little bit of teaching, but also some sales pitch, where I'm basically telling them that this, why it works and why it's going to continue to work. But you can see how I built up tremendous authority here by using this report that John Reese put out. You know, I could have just, you know, went and wrote something about it. I could have put in my sales letter that John said good things. But it's a lot more believable and authentic when I actually page through on this video and then show people, you know, exactly what was said, and can frame it and tell people exactly what was said. Okay, so let me skip ahead a little bit. Okay, it looks like I didn't have to skip too far ahead.
Then your bottom line will literally explode. Now, what I don't have time, in trying to keep this video short, what I don't have time to show you is some of the success my friend Yannick Silver had. He recently did a launch where he did about $193,000 in 24 hours. And again, you know, he was kind enough to thank me in a public forum. Maybe I'll show you that another day, because there's some more good lessons there.
So. Okay, there's just more authority. I mentioned Yannick Silver and $193,000. Again, Yannick Silver is a well-known marketing guru, marketing teacher, big name, you know, guru guy. So again, transferring authority from Yannick to me.
In any case, I want to move from here where we see John Reese having huge success in a very public way, and I want to show you an email that I received. And this story is, well, let me just show you. It's an email that just showed up in my inbox within the last week. Close this up so you can see it a little bit better. People think, like I just showed you the example of John Reese.
Again, this is the same old trick I used the last time in the last video, in case anyone missed it that time. But I am showing, email from Yannick, email from Joel Kamm, Jeff Johnson, Frank Kern, Stephen Pierce, Andrew Fox, and Mark Joyner. So this is, again, just showing authority. I trade emails with these guys, so I must be some big name marketing guru just like these other guys. Okay, let's keep the video going.
Close this up so you can see it a little bit better. People think, like I just showed you the example of John Reese making $1 million in a day, more than $1 million in a day. And they'll look at it and they'll say, well, John Reese, you know, he's a guru and he's got so many marketing skills, I could never do it. However, there's a lot of other people that are just more your average business people who have taken these techniques that I've taught, and this is one of them. And Vish lives in India. And I just wanted to show you his email to show you what was possible. It says, when I attended Yannick's seminar, I did not know anything about the internet. He was an utter newbie. And so this was late April of this year. All I knew was I was in the right seminar. When I heard you and the others speak, I felt very strongly. I very quickly understood that there was a mechanism and a way of doing launches and finding niches. And if one gets that right, there's plenty of money on the net. So I went back and listened to Yannick's audio tapes on selling high-priced products, and then I subscribed to your newsletter, 6 and 7, and then I came up with a product in the field I was working, which was SAP, which he says is some type of software. You know, he's selling a product about some, I think this is a fairly high-end manufacturing software. So it's not, you know, a get-rich-quick market. It's not for entrepreneurs. It's for, you know, software engineers. So then he goes on to tell what he did. He gave 2 months of juicy content, then launched this product for $629. And now 47 days after the launch, I have grossed $70,000. And this is $70,000 U.S. Now remember that Vish is living in India. And frankly, I don't know the exchange rate. And I don't know, you know, what exactly $70,000 means over there in terms of your average income, but I have a feeling that that's almost like a king's ransom in India. $70,000 in 47 days for someone who is an utter, complete newbie, did not know anything about the internet in late April. So this is an example of someone who took my techniques and went from beginner to just hitting an absolute home run within just a few months.
Okay, so what did I do there? I basically, it was like an extended testimonial / case study. You can't really call it a case study because there was no real content there, but it was an extensive testimonial there. And it was answering in one of the number one objections is, or actually two of the objections. One is that it only works for internet marketing. Obviously, this is not internet marketing. And the other one is it only works for big name gurus. And Vish from India is obviously not a big name guru. He talks about being a newbie. If you look at it in here, his English is obviously a second language. He's not, his English is not perfect. And I actually even highlighted some of these places where his language isn't perfect. So this is basically, you know, a testimonial, but I'm showing the testimonial within my inbox. It makes it much, much more powerful. So then we go from there, and I got right into the pricing.
Took my techniques and went from beginner to just hitting an absolute. You know, this product, you have to look at some of the results people have had. You had John Reese making $1,080,000 in a day. You have Yannick Silver making $193,380 in a day. And you saw the email I got from Vish over in India, who made more than $70,000.
So what I'm doing here is anchoring. When I'm showing these big numbers, and if you look, these big numbers are descending. So they're big numbers, and they're getting smaller and smaller, but I'm about to give them my price. This is the price video. And when I give them my price, the price I'm going to show them is much, much smaller than those numbers. Now, I don't want to get too far into the anchoring, but it's very, very powerful stuff. And the idea is people, I mean, they're not looking at that $1 million for next to Reese or the 193 next to Yannick as a potential price for me. But my number that I'm about to give them is going to look small compared to $1 million. It's going to look small compared to 193,000. And when they're thinking of these kinds of numbers or even $70,000, and then they hear a number of 1997, that makes that number seem a lot smaller. If I had started talking about, boy, I went and I had a cup of coffee, and normally it cost me 50 cents, but I went to Starbucks and it cost me $3.70, and boy, that's pretty expensive. And, oh, by the way, my new price is going to cost $19.97. It would be a completely different psychological play than I going from these showing these big numbers and then showing them my price. So I'm going to continue on.
So that's the kind of results, and I'm not promising these results, but anyone who takes these and put my techniques, strategies, and tactics to work is going to see some huge results. So with that said, product launch formula will be priced at $19.97.
Now, in retrospect, looking at this, I think I made a mistake by putting the $19.97 in red. I think if it was in black, it wouldn't have stood out quite as much. It would have been a more direct comparison of those numbers up above it. So in retrospect, I think I made an error. You know, it's tough to test this. It's tough to know for sure. But if I was doing this again right now, I would have done it in black instead of red. But basically, what I wanted to show you with this whole entire process was how this really was a conversation where I was reacting to, you know, starting back with that first social proof video, and then I came back and I did the spy photo, joked around with people were teasing me about the spy photo. Then I came back and shot another video where, you know, I showed people joking with me. So it's a give and take. People could see that I was involved in the conversation and I was reacting to the conversation. And you can also see how I brought a lot of triggers in here, anything from scarcity to social proof to authority to anchoring to likability to reciprocity. You can just see, I just wanted to walk you through over the span of a few days how in my launch here, you know, this is back in 05, obviously, I was able to hit so many triggers in a short period of time and with a relatively small amount of content. So that's about it. That's all I wanted to show you. We did get all kinds of, I did get some great responses to the price question. And this was just a very, very effective campaign. And it was very, very interactive, created lots of conversation between myself and the market. So that's it.